Amen, amen. Okay, I know Pastor Lord go there. When Abraham, Pastor Lord go there. Judas, Pastor Lord go there. You are free from the left hand side of God. You can. Yeah, so both workers in training and everybody training that are next to graduate and you are not in choir, please be there, okay? You are in choir, you are free to stay. You can go pack your things. Thank you. I'll stay. To do here is to make ministry, to make it, I don't use the word attractive, but it's not actually attractive. No, it's not attractive. Amen, amen. Thank you, still everybody, thank you. Yeah, that's what we are trying to do here. Of the church, okay? That's the purpose of the church. That is it. See, that is it. The things that you have learned of me. Yeah? Among many witnesses, what should you do? The same, right? What should you do? Commit unto which type of men? Faithful men. Who will be able to. So, how do we ensure you will be able to teach others? Exams. How do we ensure he is faithful? Accountability. That is why we are doing all we are doing. I love to say, if you have a better suggestion how we can make the same thing happen, bring it to me and we adopt it. I'm very flexible. All I just desire is little that the pastors here, they know, it must be what everybody knows in church. That little. That means there must not be that gap. Oh, it's only a pastor that can heal the sick. The only pastor that can preach Jesus. Ah, they will ask you a question in the majority and say, ah, wait, I'm coming. Let me test my pastor. He should be online. I will disappoint you. Amen. Praise God. Just like the old man that called himself evangelist in Baton then, that me and my wife met when we went to one police station to rescue somebody. He said, can you lead a man to Christ? Ah, and he said, I will give him our rap food. No. I said, there's a prayer in rap food. I said, what is the prayer? He said, let me open. See, you are an evangelist. He said, yes. So to get a man saved, you must what? rap a rhapsody. That rhapsody has become a tool of what now? A tool of ignorance. No? A reason why you must not know. How come? No. Sorry for official rhapsody. Now you know the name of the church. But no, anybody can be. So it's not the part of the church, okay? The part of the individual. Amen, amen. So that's what we are trying to do. So you buy into the idea, amen? Buy into the idea. Love to, let me not tell you the figures that we love to train in 5 years. And this is not only happening here. In fact, the best graduate student was not even in this church, okay? They are from Mina. So the same way as we are doing this here, they are doing that over there. They did Leo is just like a crusade, a mini crusade. They organize themselves. I didn't support them, I didn't do anything. Apart from giving them a speaker that did not work. Amen. So I didn't support them, and they went, they preached, the government saved, the government filled, the government healed, and came back happy. That's ministry, okay? That's ministry. And I didn't preach. You see, I've signed. All my preaching this year will be here. That's small, I've signed. No invitation. They invite me, I will send this dead and I get to go and represent. Amen. That's it. This teach people, let them go and do the work. It's not don't form a one man. I am the yeah. That carry the big Bible. Oh yeah? Eh? But today drop of you button. Amen, amen. Praise God. So this one's in front, they are prepping, amen, amen. And of course, you know that graduation is an induction, amen. Induction to something greater. Now you have been seeing angels before, it's time to see the Lord. Amen, amen. You will see the Lord. Amen. See the Lord. Amen, amen. Praise God. So it's awesome, okay? One more time we stay. Matthew 22. So let me, everything I said in the morning must be well clarified before you leave this service. Lest you form another denomination and you call it pre-incantanious. We just want you form another logy that I never formed for you. Amen, amen. Matthew 22, verse 2. So just flow with me. See, if it is Moses that is doing graduation ceremony. Hope you know they will have 7 days feast. Eh? 7 days. I trust Moses. It will not be small. They will say seven per person. Seven bullocks. Seven pigeons. Seven ram. Oh, dude, come on. Yes. Seven top doors, right? Lambs. Then the fats. You bring the fats specially. You know, and you are... Yeah, you bring the half to the house of the man of God. Yeah. At the estate of the amen. Yeah. Half we come to the church, half we come to the house of the man of God. Amen, amen. E-goats, amen. Like what they call it. Yeah. So if that's what will be happening. So today we do our own small one. We can do after service, okay? So don't rush away. Don't rush away. The days will come that we will be doing graduation. We invite Mr. Biggs, and then we call them. I keep explaining to you, all is just what must be done. See, once you have done what must be done, what you must do, if you like, go and invite Captain Cook. That's such buckle. go and invite, make it Darcy Rekpete, no problem. as long as after that evening, if the call comes that go and preach, you are ready. So all those type of stuff, like, but no, don't be afraid of celebrating. Amen, amen. Don't be afraid. Where did Jesus perform his first miracle? Matthew 22. So the wedding is what you are talking about now. And the kingdom of heaven is like unto a certain king which made a marriage for his son. So like we said, when he proposed that, please close that door. When he made that decision, no man was there. That was in the mind of God, okay? That was done in the mind of God, instituted in the mind of God. That is what we call before the foundation of the world, sovereignty. The marriage will be for his son. The marriage will be for his son. Okay, so we ended in the morning by discussing Jesus. Yeah, that before the word became flesh, we saw the word as the intention of God, as the pre-incarnate son of God. 1 Timothy 3:16. I'll be a bit faster now, not really fast. M.O.G. I didn't tell you to close that door. This is just what I want you to close. Okay, 1 Timothy 3:16. And without controversy, great is the mystery of godliness. God was manifest in the flesh, justified where? In the spirit, seen of angels, preached unto the Gentiles, believed on in the word, and received up to glory. Imagine, I love the way he puts it, okay? He said God was made manifest in the flesh, okay? Made manifest. Pay attention to that. When he was using the word, okay? He said the word was made flesh. Clear and distinct. That means the intention of God was made flesh. That is John 1, right? 14. But this one, since God is his subject matter, that means in this place, like theology is our subject matter, but in John 1, Christology was our subject matter, because John 1 started with what? In the beginning was the word. That means my subject matter of discussion is what? Is Christology. Is that intention of God. But in this place, 1 Timothy 3:16, great is the mystery of godliness. I want to describe God. God was made manifest, in the flesh. I'm sure you'll find any how to summarize what I just said. Now, this is where I'm going. When he used the word became, the word, he was able to use the word became, right? Are you with me, brethren? But when he was using God as his subject matter here, did he say God became? Hello there? What did he say God became in 1 Timothy 3:16? Hello, look at the Bible, Anu. Did he say God became? What did he say? God was what? Made. That means you must study that word manifest. What does he mean? Manifest, Greek word, phanero, like Pharaoh. P-H-A-N-E-R-O-O. P-H-A-N-E-R-O-O. Phanero. God was made manifest. So, now, okay. So, the word means to make visible. To make visible. To make visible what has been hidden. To make visible what has been hidden. So, technically, let me throw this open. Is it right to say God became flesh? Now, use the word technically. Okay, let me explain. What do you mean by technically? Now, obviously, if you read this microphone, right, for instance, right now, if you read say, what is this? Is it what? The name is a microphone, right? What does it do? It amplifies weak signals. That's just a normal thing. When they say technically, what you start saying? They now start describing, okay, the diaphragm is a cardiomuscular diaphragm. The gain level is what? Plus 12 dB. The frequency curve is a parametric EQ. It is, you now start describing all those intrinsic things. So technically, that means what exactly? Dot every I, cross every T. Are you getting me? That means now I want to be exact. If I'm preaching to somebody and I say God became a man. God became, am I wrong? No. But if I am now sitting before men that want to, let's stretch it. So I say, is it proper to say God became flesh? At that place, use it. God was made manifest. Are you getting this, sir? Please, so pay attention. This the details of these things matters a lot. So go back to John 1:1 now. So the Bible explains both God and Christ as both separate and together. That is the confusing part to many people. The Bible, and that's what I will be trashing out the work from the book of John right now, as fast as you can. The Bible explains God and Christ as both what? Separate and also as together. We cannot get whiter than that. We cannot help men beyond that. As both separate, also as together. If you don't explain them as separate, then you'll be asked the question that, okay, when Jesus was praying on earth, who was he praying to? Right? Those are the things that you are going to be asking. Very conscious people, they now say, the word was small g. The word was, John 1:1. The word was, you get what I'm trying to say? You don't speak preach or get with. Come on. You say, that small letter g. No, very, very conscious people. You don't even know how to do it well. You have taught them. If they want to contradict the Bible. They did it very, not in a smart way. So John 1:1, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. Pay attention. Look at your Bible. The same was in the beginning with God. All things were made by Him, and without Him was not anything made that was made. In Him was what? Life, and the life was the light of men. And the light shineth in, and the darkness. So, please write this down. God does nothing outside Christ. Pastor John, since you are the one that understood what Jesus went there to do, go and close this door for me. Stop. Very stop. So, where are we? Where am I? Come on. Okay, God does nothing outside Christ. Simple. God does nothing outside His intention. So, it is, where do I marry God and Christ together? Where do I really join them together? As the intention of God. We speak about Christ. When I'm saying speak about Christ, I'm saying speak about all Christ did as all God wanted to do. That is the unity. Speak about all that Christ did as all God wanted to do. That is where they are connected. All Christ did is all God wants to do. So that means you cannot really honor God, and you dishonor Christ. Now, John 3, verse 33. I'll be fast answer. We can meet up with Simon. John 3, 33. He that hath received his testimony has set to his seal that God is true. For he whom God has sent into the world speaketh the words of God. For God giveth not the spirit by measure. Okay? So that is further authenticated Christ, right? We have explained this before. The prophets are those that had the spirit in measure. Okay? Meaning they never had the indwelling. But he's saying the Son of God is different. 35 now. The Father loved the Son and has given all things. Say all things. All things into his hand. These all things, John 3:35 is what Paul explained in Ephesians 1. That is what Paul explained in Ephesians 1. What are the all things that are given unto him? You saw it there. You saw our predestination, our redemption, our sanctification, our adoption, sonship, everything. So John 3:35, we can say is the same as Ephesians 1. What we have in Christ. The Father loved the Son and has given all things into his hand. So, meaning all God's relationship with man is Christ-based. Well done. All God's relationship with man is Christ-based. All God's relationship with man is Christ-based. So don't see a separation between Jesus and God.
Same way, you cannot separate a man from his mind. Don't see a separation. God's relationship with man is Christ-based. So don't see a separation between Jesus and God. Same way, you cannot separate a man from his mind, from his thinking, from his meditation, from his will, from his aspiration, from his ambition, from all he wants, from who he is. Who God is what Jesus demonstrated. Just do your best, write down. Don't look at my face. Church is where you come, you learn, you study, you get better, you go up, you ponder on it, you pray over it, you come, you ask questions, you get better again. Yeah, you read your Bible, you see it more. That's church. That's how we give you time to think. Go and think. You come back again tomorrow. We continue by 7 o'clock. John 4, 34. So Jesus is not an actor. He's not an actor. It's not somebody that just came to act God. No. Mm-mm. This is God's character. This is what God does. And the book of John was very particular on this. Very particular. Very particular. John 4, 34. John 4, 34. Okay, Jesus said unto them, now you start seeing the words of Jesus himself. You will see how he did not call himself the Father, but how closely they are. Sorry for that word. How united. This is what John emphasized. John 4, 34. Let's read one to go. Yes, sir. Jesus said unto them, my meat is to do the will of him that sent me and told. So whose work is Jesus doing? God's work. Whose will is Jesus carrying out? God's will. Is that clear, guys? This looks so simple, but a lot of you can be confused, not understanding the intent of all this scripture. My meat, my food, my duty, what you see me do is the will of the Father. Simple. John 5, 19. We're brushing the book of John, just picking some verses around. Then we'll conclude today. And we'll see if we can put a peg to service 3 tomorrow. John 5, 19. Look at the Bible. Open, 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 open. So then answered Jesus and said unto them, verily, verily, I say unto you, the Son can do nothing of himself, but what he seeth the Father do. For what things soever he doeth, this also doeth the Son likewise. So yes, the Son does what the Father does, or better still, the Son does what the Father wanted. That means they are one in purpose. One in purpose. One in purpose. So, from the incarnation, we now saw two clear, after John 1:14, we now saw two clear description. We saw God, whom we now call Father. Why do we call him Father? Now there is a Son. We saw God, whom we now call Father. That means, why do we call God Father? Because now there is a Son. Who is the Son? Jesus. Who is Jesus? That is the thought pattern of God. The message of God to men. Again, from the incarnation, now we have God, whom we cannot call Father, because he has a Son. Who is his Son? Jesus. The thought pattern of God. The intention of God for men. The message of God to men. John 5:20 now. So we saw that clearly. That is clear. John 5:20. For the Father loveth the Son and show him all things that himself doeth. He will show him greater works than this, that you may marvel. 21, slowly, want to go. For as the Father raiseth up the dead, him and quickeneth, even so the Son quickeneth whom what the will there, literally saying that the Father quickens some people, the Son too will quicken some people. Well, I will say rather that the Son quickens who the Father wills. The Son quickens who the Father wills. Not different job. It's not that the Father is doing his own, the Son is doing his own. Are you with me? So the Father, the Son quickens whom the Father wills. Not different jobs. Whoever the Father wants raised and quickened is who Jesus raises and quickens. Verse 22. For the Father, 22 and 23, we explain 22 more. Just look at it. For the Father judgeth no man, but hath committed, how many judgments, guys? How many judgments, guys? Unto who? Unto the Son. Verse 23, yes, says that all men should honor who? The Son, even as they honor the Father. He that honoreth not the Son, honoreth not the Father which has sent him. First thing you are seeing from this scripture is that he is not saying he is the Father. But he's saying they are united. He's saying they have one purpose. They do the same thing. I don't want to use the word compliments. So, see verse 24. With time, we see have better words to put this in clear. Let's read 24. Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that heareth my word, and what, guys? Okay, you're writing. Well done. I'm trying to meet up with time. My time is not 12, that's not what I'm saying. My time is in his purpose. It's in myself. Okay, 24. Verily, verily, I say unto you, yes, he that heareth my word, and what, guys?
Believeth
on him that
sent.
And what? Believeth on him that was
sent.
Listen, he that hears whose word? Listen, whose word? But believes on who? So, faith in the word of Christ is faith in God. But whose word are you hearing? My word. So, and believe on him that sent me. Faith in the words of Christ is faith in God. Faith in the words of Christ is faith in God. Is faith in God. Okay. He that heareth my words and believeth on him that sent me hath everlasting life and shall not come into condemnation, but is passed from death to life. Verse 25, yes. Verily, verily, I say unto you, the hour is coming, and now is,
when
the dead shall hear the voice of the Son of God, and they that hear shall what? Live. 26, slowly want to go, for as the Father hath life in himself, so hath he given to the Son to have life in himself. 27, and hath given him authority to execute judgment also, because he is the Son of Man. Son of Man. Unity between divinity and humanity. Son of man. Son of man. Divinity and humanity. Why could he judge? Because he is God that became a man. That has brought Hebrews 4, Hebrews 3 into the picture right now. No explain to that. Because, how did he put it again? For in that he was tempted, he is able to succor, to help them that are tempted. For we have not an high priest which cannot be approached with the feelings of our infirmities, but he was in all points tempted as we are, yet with us. And so therefore let us what? Come boldly. So because of his humanity, let's... Sorry, that's another topic. Verse 28. Marvel not at this, for the hour is coming in the which all that are in the grave shall hear whose voice? His voice. 29. And shall come forth. They that have done good unto the resurrection of life, and they that have done evil unto the resurrection of what? Damnation. The question is, what is good and evil? Faith and unbelief. John 5, verse 30. Let's read verse 30. Want to go? I can of my own self do nothing. As I hear, I judge. And my judgment is just, because I seek not my own will, but the will of the Father which hath sent me. Is that clear, guys? So Jesus came to carry out the will of God. Will of God. As you are writing these phrases, please ensure you write the scripture I'm explaining. Write the scripture. John 6 now. I'm done with John 5. I'm just looking at a few parts. John 6, 37. John 6, 37. If you don't believe salvation is eternal, that means you don't have John 6 in your Bible. That's just the point. You don't have it. It's not there. You have thrown it away. Or a rat. The rat has eaten John 6 in your Bible. So, go and get sniper. Oh, what kills rat? Cat. John 6, 37. All that the Father giveth me shall come to me, and him that cometh to me, I will in no wise cast out. For I came, verse 38. Want to go, guys? From heaven, not to do my own will, but the will of him that sent me. Can you see? Can you see? Separation yet unity. That's how you preach. Distinction yet what? Unity. Not my will, but the will of him that sent me. He put them separate, but he said what he wants is what I'm doing. So you focus on me, and you see him. Okay, verse 39 now. And this, let me wait for you. Some people think eternal security is Jesus' will and not God's will. Some people think God is the one that is baritone, is big, is bossy, but Jesus is the one I always beg him, Okay, help me now. Help me in English. Come on, give us some high praise. Come on, Nibo. Come on. Hey, divine, where are you? Come on. I didn't know the name of that something tomorrow. You can't hear that without crying. Okay, let's see if Jesus is doing his own thing and the Father is different. 39, one to go, guys. And this is the Father's will. Say Father's will. Which has sent me, that of all which he had given me, I should lose what?
Nothing.
But you raise it up again at the. So eternal security is the agreement between who and who. Between who and who? He said, Father and Son. He said, guy, this is the will of him that everybody that comes, I should hold him. That means if Ezek escapes, whose fault? Jesus' fault. What is Ezek's fault? Hallelujah. Glory to God. That means your choice is to come. After you have come, you don't have a choice to run away. Amen. But I can run. Try it. Jesus can run faster. Amen, amen. Now it's about who can run faster. Glory to God. Now it's in the ability of God to hold you strong. Amen, amen. I grab when just imagine, when just grabs you, I say you want to escape. How will you escape? When just grabs you, that is the power of God. Your choice is to come. It's like be crying. Yeah, I'm holding. I say you're not going. You're not going. Why do you come before? Why do you come? Yeah. Glory! Yeah, so he said, this is the Father's will. That is the Father's will. So it's beyond me. You know, he said, well, guy, in case I didn't allow you to go to hell again, it's not my fault, yo. It's the Father's fault, okay? That's it. Amen, amen. Glory to God. Verse 40, and he, just like a repetition, and this is the will of him that sent me, that everyone, say everyone, we see the Son and believeth in him, may have everlasting life, and I will raise him up at the last day. Amen, amen. Guys, that is God's sovereignty again. God's sovereignty. It will be in his Son. It will be by his grace. It will be forever. That's sovereignty. So, that the life is to see the Son and believe is God's sovereignty. That the life is to see the Son and to believe is God's sovereignty. That the life is everlasting is God's sovereignty. You can't change that. Those are what we call rules of engagement. Just grand rules. Just like we say in the computer, you have what we call OS, operating system. Simple. This is before you can install any of your apps, this is the platform. You have Windows, a platform. Linux, right? Platform. Apple or Agbalumo. Platform. Amen. Ubuntu. Thank you. Platform. That means this one. You don't operate outside this. Guys, are you with me? Yeah, so that salvation is eternal. It's a platform. It's what? It's not arguable. It's the platform. That salvation is in Christ is the platform. That salvation is by faith alone, not by works. It's platform. But that has been proposed before the foundation of the world. Verse 57 now. Let me skip to verse 57. John 6:57. As the living Father has sent me, and I live by the Father. Anytime you see living Father, it's like life-giving Father. Living Father has sent me, and I live by the Father. So he that eateth me, even he shall live by who now? Shall live by who? by me. 58, want to go? This is that bread which came down from heaven. Not as your fathers did eat manna and are dead. He that eateth of this bread shall live. If you don't like it, go to heaven. Go to heaven. Go and argue with Jesus. John 7:16. Let's go to John 7:16. Jesus answered them and said, my doctrine is not mine, but is that sent me. Is that clear, guys? My doctrine is not mine, but is that sent me. So Jesus as a person did not originate the plan of God. It's not the one that originated it. He came as a plan already in the mind of God. Everything that Jesus did is all what God was thinking about before Jesus came. Write it down. Write as much as you can. You are carrying a small gift, you should finish today. It came as a plan already in the mind of, it didn't originate a plan. It didn't start it. No, it came as something that is already ongoing in the mind of God. That is why God did not just start forgiving sin when Jesus died. No. In fact, Jesus died to make it very clear. Jesus died to make it very clear. It's like going a step further. Jesus died to make it clear. Not for God to forgive. Not to appease the mind of God. John 7:17 now. 17 and 18. Well done. This is the making of a minister. You don't get tired at God's word. John 7:17. If any man will do his will, he shall know of the doctrine, whether it be of God or whether I speak of myself. So all that goodness that God has revealed from the scriptures is what Jesus stood for. All the goodness that God has already revealed already, that is what Christ stood for. Forgiveness, perseverance, everything, long suffering. That is what we saw in Christ. Say, if anyone will do his will, he shall know of the doctrine, whether it be of God or whether I speak of myself. 18 now, he that speaketh of himself seeketh his own glory. But he that seeketh his glory that sent him, the same is true. And no unrighteousness in him. John 8. Well done. Look at the Bible. Be glued to it. I'm sure your neighbor is looking at the Bible. John 8, 16. What I observe is that in the book of John, there was so much repetition. That means man needs so much repetition of his fact. So it can glue. Trinity has been a subject matter of debate for centuries. So, and it's because people, we are trying to get over smarter than what is already there. Just stick with what is there. John 8, verse what? 16. And if I judge, my judgment is true. For I am not alone, but I and the Father that what? Sent me. 17. It is also written in your law that the testimony of two men is true. Verse 18 and 19, want to go? I am one that beareth witness of myself, and the Father that sent me beareth witness of me. Then said they unto him, where is thy Father? Jesus answered, you neither know what? Me, nor my Father. If you have what? Known me, you would have known my Father also. Are you seeing these lines? Okay. When he said, when they asked him, where is the Father? Did he say, this is the Father? Hello, did he say, this is the Father? No. He said, guys, if you have known me, that Father that you wanted to know, you would have known him. I believe a lot of Christians are doing very bad jobs in evangelism. Especially when it comes to explaining this type of subject matters. We can do better. Okay, verse 28. Let me jump to verse 28. John 8:28. Then said Jesus unto them, when you have lifted up the Son of Man, then shall you know that I am he, and that I do nothing of myself, but as my Father has taught me, I speak these things. As my Father has taught me. Well, I can tell you that the Father taught him not from heaven, but through the utterances of the prophets. We'll get there later. That's John 8, 28, 28, 29 now. I said the Father taught him through the utterances of the prophets in the Old Testament. That's how God taught him. There is no secret meeting between God and Jesus in heaven. If that happened, then he is not a man. If you have a pre-existence in heaven and you are galloping somewhere, he is, oh God. This is what I'm trying to say. That mindset of God that I said Jesus had there, where did he learn it from? Scriptures. Verse, what's the next verse? 29, 29, want to go? And he that sent me is with me. The Father has not what? Left me alone, for I do always those things that please him. Verse 38 now. 38, want to go? Okay, I'll wait for you. I speak that which I have seen with my Father, and you do what you have seen with your Father. Verse 42, Jesus said unto them, if God were your Father, you would love me, for I was proceeded forth, and I came from God. Neither came I of myself, but he sent me. That what he sent me, you must explain it. Explain him. Explain it. He sent him through the utterances of the prophets. As far as God is concerned, Jesus is God's plan. When he's saying, using words like he sent me, he's already using the utterances of the prophets as the yardstick. Well done, guys. I know this is a lot. So, are you seeing that Jesus is not a lone ranger? He's not doing his own thing. No. Verse 54. Well done. Okay, good. Verse 54. Jesus answered, if I honor myself, my honor is nothing. It is my Father that honoreth me, of whom you say that. I love that, the way he said that. Say, it is my Father that honoreth me, of whom you say that he is your God. Verse 55. Guys, want to go? Yeah. But I know him. If I say I know him not, I shall be a liar like unto you. But I know him and I kept his saying. Verse 56, want to go? Your father Abraham rejoiced, so see, my day, he saw it and was glad. So Abraham rejoiced to see God's dealings with man become flesh. Are you seeing that? Abraham does what? Rejoiced to see God's dealings with man become flesh. He rejoiced to see God's dealings with man become flesh. He rejoiced to see it. He rejoiced to see the incarnation. 57. Wait for you. Remember 57, you read 58 for me. Amen, amen. And let's leave the others. Then said Jesus unto him, thou art not yet 50 years old, and hast thou seen Abraham too? 58, want to go? Verily, verily, I say unto you, before Abraham was, I am. I am as what? As God's intention, okay? As God, as the message, as God's intention. As the message. See, you have to keep listening to this type of thing, like, if not even every month, like twice, minimum of twice in the month. So you can get that precision. Get that precision. I've been hinting this thing from series one of these ideas. You have noticed. I've been explaining Melchizedek, explain all the plenty things in the Old Testament. Then series two. Now start diving into the crucifixion. Anything. Then this one I'm backtracking again now. That's what I'm doing here. Now we are going to before he was born. We are going to bring calculator to church. Start all those. We are going to trace Christ from all those. You know, if you are calculative, it's okay. All the Ezra, Nehemiah, all those plenty, all those things, they are not there for fun. All those 70 years, or went to captivity in Babylon, and remember that? Yeah, 70 years as in the time for your people to bring in everlasting, to cut away sin, to bring in, to anoint the most holy. You don't? What do you use your youth to do? Yeah? 70 weeks, thank you. Yeah, 70 years, 70 times 7, 490. You have to go and analyze from Nehemiah, from the time they left Babylon, that the king Cyprus, right? Cyprus or when? All those things, do you know what? The day when we calculated everything in Bible college, the prophecy exactly fell on was the day it was the triumphant entry into Jerusalem. According to prophecy, that triumphant entry was actually because is that one the death or something like that. Okay, that was when he is it the one that we anoint the most holy also. Then that is why if you observe AD was not actually counted from when Jesus was 33 years old. It was counted from 30. We'll go to that later. Seller, leave that one. It's not they don't use his they use that 30 when he started ministry as AD, not really 33. If you go and study the Gregorian calendar, how they got those things very well. Okay, but that's not today. I still have the footprint and the blueprint of that, not well developed. So, yes, and before Abraham was, I am. And so he was as God's intention. United I'm trying to see what I wrote there. So God was so close, so united to... Okay, good. I said, God was so close, God was so united to his intention that John said the word was God. That means it's not that, you can have... Now, the way I am talking right now, what you are thinking of is that, but I can... Okay, am I just saying, okay, if I just think something, that thinking now is Christ or something? No, you are not God. That's not the difference. God's intention is all of God. It's not like you that you are thinking of something. You are not thinking of going to eat shawarma. Thinking of going out. Oh, God's thinking is one, and everything is Christ. Everything. So I say God was so united to his intention that Bible says the Word was God. Hallelujah. The Word was God. The Word was God. It will come. It will take all the being of God to carry this out. Take out the word from God and we don't have God again. That's the point. Take out that word from God. We don't have God again. Take out God's intention from God. We don't have God again. Take out God's mind from God. We don't have God again. He does not exist outside his intention. In the beginning was the word. Don't forget, in the beginning, in the beginning, in the beginning, in the beginning, in the beginning. Why is Christ so important? Why do we call him God? Because in the beginning, in the beginning was the word. In the beginning was that intention as old as God. Thank you. So, John 9. Just one verse in John 9, then we go to John 10. John 9, verse 4. I must walk the works of him that sent me. Why it is there? The ninth comment when no man can walk. So, whose work is Jesus doing? This is his own work? No, the work of the Father. John 10, 15. Come on, we are going through John chapter 10 now. John 10, 15 to 18. As the Father knoweth me, even so know I the Father, and I lay down my life for the sheep. Another sheep I have, which are not of his fold, talking about Gentiles, also them also I must bring, and they shall hear my voice, and there shall be what? One fold and one shepherd. 17. Therefore doth my Father love me, because I lay down my life that I may take it again. 18. No man taketh it from me, but I lay it down of myself. I have power to lay it down, and I have power to what? Take it again. This commandment have I received of my Father. So clearly, Jesus did not have a will of himself. He came to carry out the will of God. The awesome part, verse 27 to 30. Awesome, awesome, awesome. Scriptures explain God and Christ as distinct yes together. Distinct yes together. Distinct. Don't use the word separate. I prefer distinct, okay? Yet what? Together. Distinct. Yes together. God is not a man. But Christ is a man. Distinct. But together in purpose. Okay, 27. My sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me. 28. John 10, 28. And I give unto them eternal life, and they shall... Are you open your Bible for Christ's sake? You have more than 30 minutes with me. And they shall what? Never perish. Neither shall any man plucked them out of my hand. Verse 29, my Father which gave them me is greater than all, and no man is able to pluck them out of my Father's hand. I am my Father. I won. Amen, amen. I didn't know what you are expecting to hear in church. You are expecting to hear, yeah, you will make it. I'm telling you that you are forever united with God. You are expecting you will make it. You will hammer. You don't know that your mind has been deep rooted in idolatry. You repent. It is God's will for you. Amen, amen. That you know how united with God that you are. Amen, amen. And stop bothering about things that you can get by robbing a bank. Seller, don't rob. I and my Father are one. One in purpose. It's not talking about physically. It's not talking about location. It's talking about one in what? Purpose. In purpose. So, my Father that gave them is greater than all. No man is able to pluck them out of my Father's hand. John, and see, verse 31. Then the Jews took up stones. Took up stones. Again, those stoning. Jesus answered them, saying, many good works have I shown you from my Father. For which of these works do you stone me? Jesus answered, saying, for a good work we stone you not. Same way some people are thinking of stoning me in the heart right now. But for blasphemy. Because thou being a what? Man, makest thyself God. See that? Jesus answered them, is it not written in your law, I said that you are God? And if he called them gods unto whom the word of God came, and the scripture cannot be broken. Verse 36, say you of him whom the Father has sanctified and sent into the world, thou blasphemest, because I said I am the word. What are they accusing him of in verse 33? Listen, that is what? Making himself what? God. That means the way you will present the message, it will look like you are equating who? God and Christ. Jesus is not saying, yes, that is the way it looks like. But what I'm actually saying is that what? I am the Son of God. Do you get that? Ah, God. Let me open your head and put this in there now. God. I think this thing is not working. Then another method. Like copy and paste. Like, you receive, say, Just take it like that. See what I'm saying? The way he was explaining, what the vibes that people are getting is that you are equating yourself with God. But you say, yeah. So, but he actually explained, he said, yeah. Say, but what I'm actually saying is, I am the Son of God. Praise God. Uh-huh. So, if I do not the works of my Father, believe me not, but if I do, though you believe not me, believe the works that you may know, and believe that the Father is in me, and I will. Can you see distinction? Yes, unity. The Father in me and I in him. Go to John 12. Skip 11. No, 11 is Lazarus and the resurrection and the life. Get to that one later. John 12:23. And Jesus answered them, saying, the hour is come that the Son of Man should be glorified. You'll be happy that you have a pastor that is reading the Bible for you. Reading everything for you. You ought to have reading that home. I'll be giving you quick points. Quick. Fast nuggets, right? Key points. Amen. Not daily ashade, A to Z. Should be key points. No key points. Who know daily ashade? How do you pass jump? All of you. How you got? Yeah, it's not easy. So it's not easy. You guys use of English. Okay, verse John 12, 33. And Jesus answered them, saying, the hour is come that the Son of Man should be glorified. Oh, very, very, I say unto you, except a corn of wheat fall into the ground and die, it abides alone. But if he die, he bringeth forth much fruit. He that loveth his life shall lose it, and he that hateth his life in this world shall keep it unto life eternal. 26. One, two, go, guys. Serve me, let him follow me, and where I am, there shall also my servant be. If any man serve me, him will my Father what? Oh, no, you can see, to serve Christ is to deny yourself, and that is how to receive God's honor. To serve Christ is to deny yourself. Let go of your rights. That's what happens to those in training. That's what they do. Let go of your what in the name. In the night you must pray. You must do VG. You must do everything. So, but say that is the man that my Father will honor. 27 now. Now is my soul troubled. What shall I say? Father, save me from this hour. But for this cause came I unto this hour. Verse 44 and 45. Rush to verse 44 and 45. You must see it like this. That's it. Distinction yet unity. Distinction yet unity. Distinction yet unity. 12:44. Jesus cried and said, "He that believeth on me, believeth not on me, but on him that sent me. And he that seeth me, seeth him that." What can you observe from that? From that? There is me, right? There is he that sent me. But to see me is to see him. Amen, amen. No, now you understand why Thomas and Philip say, "Guy, come, Jesus, come." Okay, enough. Show us. Just show us and we go. Just bring him out. Amen, amen. No, that's what some of us is doing today. Jesus is never implying he is God on the earth. He's not. He's never implying that he is God on the earth. No. But it's God's description. God's description. God's description. All you can see in God, see in him. All you want to see in God, you will see in him. I wrote this in my notes like this. I still don't know how correct I can put it. I say it's a copy and paste of God's mind. Copy and paste. Just put it right down, put it in italics. I will analyze it more myself. And it's a copy and paste of God's mind. That means everything, copy and paste. Everything you see in God, copied, right? God's character, copied. God's forgiveness, copied. God's forbearance, copied. Pasted in a man, in flesh. Supported by Holy Mary, Mother of God. Selah. Amen. I think I wrote this somewhere in my notes. Okay. On earth, who do you think you... Verse 46. So I am come a light into the world, that whosoever believeth on me should not abide in darkness. 49, please. Want to go? 49, 49, yeah? Myself, but the Father which sent me, he gave me a commandment. What I should say and what I should... What is he talking about? Scriptures. Oh, put your hand there. Rush to Hebrews 10. Look at your Bible. Ensure your neighbor is opening his Bible. That is what church is meant for. I know you will go and turn in your African magic or whatever again. And now I know that in case you are looking for emergency husband, now I heard that they are doing a program now on DSCV where you can in case you are looking for, you just merge all of you in one house, yeah? So at the end of the day, one person will imagine the winner, and you marry, and they will do marriage for you, and who knows this program? Eh? They know it, they don't want to talk. Ultimate wasage. Ultimate love. I know you know it. you know, I didn't know it since I've become so bad like that. So I wrote, and the thing is PG 18. Imagine your son, your children will be watching TV later on YouTube. Say, so this is how you found daddy in the house. Where it is like 6 men, 9 ladies, all relating, then it will be mash. Is it that bad? Sisters, is it that bad? It's be true. Someone say yes. Someone is nodding eyes somewhere saying it's actually that bad. Brother has to do something. Father Abraham, do something now. They are saying it's bad. Amen, amen. But like all those reality shows, I hate them with passion. It's passion. It's passion. What is that? Reality show. Hebrews 10. Verse 7. So I was trying to say, he said, God gave me a commandment, what I should say and what I should speak. Hebrews 10 verse 7. What's there? 1, 2. Then said, I know I come in the volume of the book. It is written of me to do thy will. Oh, again, it is written of who? Of me to do thy will. Oh, God. Is that clear? So, the scriptures is written. That is most of those psalms that you are quoting for your enemies. They are written for Christ. In Luke 4, he came, he quoted Isaiah 61. The Spirit of the Lord God is upon me, right? He has anointed me. He now said, This day, this scripture is fulfilled in your ears. That is why most of it, as he was just saying, all he was just saying, that, guys, have you not read? Have you not? Don't you read? Don't you read? Don't you read? Okay, back to John 12 now, verse 15. So I said, God trained him from the utterances of the prophets and guided him with the indwelling of the Spirit. Right, write that down. God trained him because, you see, from age 12, where do you find Jesus? Is he washing Bunny and Friends? No. Is he doing Teletubbies? No. Age 12, what was he doing? In the temple, right? Asking them questions. So I said, God trained him from the utterances of the prophets and guided him with the indwelling of the Spirit.
It's past 12 already. And today is Prophet Shamba's birthday.
Okay, verse 50. And I know that this.
I thought when I would be able to meet up before. Where can I skip it? No need to skip. Can't skip it. Whereas you go with. So I said John 12, verse 50. So please, you write that down. I said God training with from the what? And guided him with the what? Good. Don't forget. So he's going to add the Spirit without measure. Kevin, come and sit down. He had the Spirit without measure. Sit down. Sit down. You won't go anywhere. John 12, 50. Hold it. If you're in army, you will stand like this for hours. Don't, if you will wait there. Abi? You're respecting your commander. Stay there. I know the thing is not full. You see, half. John 12, 50. Amen. And I know that his commandment is life everlasting. Whatsoever I speak, therefore, as the Father said unto me, so I what? Speak. John 14. Let's keep 13. John 14, verse 1. Let not your heart be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in me. Notice the real part. In my Father's house. That is the confusion that we have today. It's the same thing. What are you saying? Say, relax. Tell them, say, relax. Say, relax. So you can't get this wrong. So he said, guys, relax, eh? That's okay, guys. Okay, believe in God. Believe also in me. So he first said, okay. As it's okay. So he first separates it too much. Say, okay, believe in God, though. Believe also in me. But see the explanation. Now mark it again. No, Jesus, eh? In my Father's house, I was many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you, I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there you may be also. And whether I go, you know the way, you know. Okay, Thomas said something. Lord, we know not that quest. How can we know the way? Hallelujah. Verse 6, 1, 2, go. Jesus said unto him, I am. I am the truth. I am. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. This theory is God's sovereignty. Cannot change. That Christ is the way. Christ is the truth. Christ is the life. The three is a strict perimeter of God. You can't change it. When you say, God is like a house that has, I said in the last sermon, has plenty windows. Christianity is one of the windows that what? Into the house. Also, we have Buddhism. It's also what? One of the windows. What's that religion that they worship rats? Is there another window? Where they worship cow too? Sometimes window. Where they worship snakes? Is there another what? Window to God. You see that God is multi. How many head God? The hydra God. Serious. So, those three that Christ is the way. What is the meaning of way again? Remember? Mediator, yes. What are the things you find on that way? Don't spy your note. Atoning sacrifice, yes. Mediator, yes. One main thing. Inside way. Propitiation, message, appeal. Then, the truth, you know? Deliverer. That's the real one that I said there is deliverer. Then, life, what's that? Destination. Receiving the. So, Christ is these three things. You can't change it. I'm sorry. I wish I can be a way too. Yeah? Amen? Wish. I'm the way. Imagine. Verse 7. If you had known me, John 14, verse 7. If you had known me, you would have known my Father. Also, from henceforth, you know him.
and you have what? Can you see those slants of word? Eh? You guys have to say, oh God, save us now. What's in verse 8? Philip said, what? Trust. I'm not even going to see the father today. Just put the father here, put Jesus here, show us how the puzzle bound together and we go. No, you don't get the puzzle. What will you get? Next verse. Just say unto him, yes.
Have I been so long with you?
And you have not known me, Philip. You have not known me, Joy. You have not known me, Eritrea. You have not known me, Ezekiel. You have not known me, Brashois. My name is entering the book of life. Yes. He that has what?
Seen
me has seen the Father. How see it? So, before we continue, again, John 4:24. Pay attention. It's God. John 4:24. Look at your Bible. Come on. John 4:24. God is a, how can you describe a spirit unless he shows himself to you? That is the point. How do you describe a spirit? Spirit and man, they don't operate on the same plane. Like that. Of course, through 2 Peter 1, 20, 21, Holy Man of God spoke, being moved, being dwelt. So being moved, being pharaoh, being carried along, or something like that. Yeah, being carried along by the Spirit. So that means, there has been some interface. But when he became a man, he saw him out clearly, fully. So you cannot hold God to a location. He has never appeared before until Christ came. Jesus' face, I said, he has never appeared before until Christ came. So I wrote in my notes, who do you think Jesus will look like physically? Look at Mary now, of course. Huh? What do you look like? Who will you look like? You look like you? How? You look like Kevin, God forbid. You look like Mary. But whose character? God's character. Whose will? God's will. Whose disposition? Whose doctrine? Whose words? That is why, have you observed that Jesus does not want them to focus on his physicality? Amen. He wants them to focus on his word. That's why he rose from the dead. He took them back to the scriptures. To tell you that when we say God became a man, I said God became a series of action of a man. That's the meaning. God became a series of, that intention of God, okay, it became a series of an action that a man did. So if you read 1 Corinthians 15, you see that, you say a time is coming that God will be all in all. Let me lay down. That is running too much ahead. That's series 5 or something. Okay, back to verse. Which verse are we now? John 14? Verse 10 now. Okay, believe thou not that I am in the Father, and the Father in me. The words that I speak unto you, I speak not of myself, but the Father that dwelleth in me, he doeth the work. Believe me that I am where? And the Father, or else believe me for the very works. That's the miracles. Go to verse 19. I'm skipping for your sake. So I don't think I want to keep you here unnecessarily long. Verse 19. Yet a little while, and the world seeth me no more. But you see me, because I live, you shall live also. At that day. Which day is that? The day of the resurrection. When you receive the Spirit. At that day, you shall know that I am where? In my Father. And you in me. And I in you. He that has my commandments, write it down. At that day, there means when they receive the Spirit after that's post-resurrection reality. Okay, he that has my commandment and keepeth them, he it is that loveth me. And he that loveth me shall be loved of my Father, and I will love him, I will manifest myself to him. To be candid, these two things is actually one sermon before. I'm not joking. I think I'll be able to finish all this in the morning. All right, but you will survive. I'm 80% done. Verse 22. Judas said unto him, not Iscariot, Lord, how is it that thou will manifest thyself unto us and unto the world? Jesus answered and said unto him, if a man love me, he will keep my words, and my Father will love him, and we will come unto him and make our word. She let him in, right? Yeah. Now, okay, even you already know the Bible. Yes, you know, it's not a Greek word. So, now, but look at that. So, in verse 23, how many people will come back to you there? How many people will come back to you? How many people will come back to you there? Two, right? Who? Number one? Father. Number two? So, write this down, number one. The Father will return to man as a spirit. Christ will return to the believer as the mindset of God. Write that down. The Father comes back as a spirit. Christ too, he will come back into you. How? Mindset of God, which is further cultivated via the teaching ministry. Which is further cultivated via what? The teaching ministry. Look at those words clearly. Say, Christ will come back to you, comes back in, that is a mindset, okay? Mindset. You know, God, just is a man, okay? Man will not leave you, but God, Father comes back to you as a spirit. Father, spirit comes back to you. So, that means, verse 23 is talking about the spirit plus revelation knowledge. The spirit plus revelation. What we should have upon the resurrection, upon believing the truth, is what? Is what, guys? Is plus revelation knowledge. 1 Corinthians 2. Is that not clear there? You should be able to see that there. But the 1 Corinthians 2, 14. But the natural man receive not the things of the Spirit of God, for they are foolishness unto him. Neither can he know them, because the things of God are spiritually designed. Okay? Verse 15. That's not what I want to read. Verse 12 is what I want to read. Okay, let me read 11. Read verse 12 for me. Okay, for what man knoweth the things of a man, save the things, spirit of man which was in him. Even so, the things of God knoweth no man but the Spirit of God. Verse 12. Slowly, one to go. Stop now. Come on. You will stand up. It doesn't cost me anything. What you can do is to get angry. I won't come back to church. But now, come on. Best attitude. We're almost there. But I trust that you will come back. Amen. Verse 12. One to go, guys. Yes? That we might. So, how many things did you receive in verse 12? How many things? See it. How many things can you see there? We receive the Spirit of God, then what? That with my words. No. What's that? Revelation knowledge. So, that is the same thing he's saying in John 14. Is that clear? I want to cry now. John 14, 24. But if I don't understand, God will ask me at home, what did you do in service today? I said, God, I tried though. John 14, 24 now. Back to John 14. 24. Sorry, we are not even getting to John 21. We are talking about John 17. Okay. He that loveth me not, keepeth not my saying, and the word which you hear is not my body, Father which sent me. These things have I spoken unto you, being yet present with you. But the Comforter, which is the Holy Ghost, whom your Father will send in my name, he shall teach you all things and bring all things to your remembrance, whatsoever I have said unto you. Peace I live with you, my peace I give unto you, not as the world giveth, give I you. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid. 28, want to go? I go. Come again unto you. If you love me, you will rejoice, because I said I go to my Father. For my Father is what? How? Who can explain? These are the scriptures that Jehovah Witnesses used to talk to people. Can you see? Father is greater than Jesus. How? People, I need 5 suggestions. Yes? Want to go? Yes, sir. Oh, you have finished work now. But that's not the word I use in my notes. Any other word? Sorry, sir. Yes, sir? Pastor Nat. Easy goal. And what? And purpose. Goal and purpose. Which word do you use? Intention. You see what he said? He said, for the Father is greater than I. How? Originates the what? Simple. I wrote in my note, he is the source. That's what I wrote. How is he greater? He is the source. He is the producer. He is the what? Papania. Did you study instructor in institute or something like that? Papania. Praise God. So that's the explanation. So he's not saying here about hierarchy, but one be one. For the Father is greater than I. That's just explaining divinity and humanity. Like, okay, the Father is the one that planned all this. That's is in that point. It's not talking about so if we say, okay, is Jesus less than, have you observed that every phrase we are reading, we are explaining? If we say Jesus is God, what must you do? Quickly start explaining. How is Jesus God? The Word was God. You remember? How is Jesus the Son of God? He is the custodian of all of God's blessing. So, how is Father greater than the Son? Father is the source of all the Son is doing. Are you getting that? No, he said everything you see the Son do is what the Father was does. And the Father is spirit. So the Father has it in his mind. The Son carries it out in his action. The Father also influences the prophets. Okay. Where am I? Verse 28. Okay. So, I said that is not talking about variance. It's talking about the source of all these things. A source is always superior to the actions. Know all these things. Be armed with all these things. 29. And now I have told you before it came to pass that when it's come to pass, you might believe. Hereafter, I will talk not much with you. For the prince of this world coming unto me and hath nothing in me. 31. But the world... that the world may know that I love the Father, and as the Father giveth me commandment, even so I do. Arise, let us go and see. So again, how did the Father give him commandments? Through the scriptures. John 15. Well done. Verse 9. John 15, verse 9. As the Father loveth me, so have I loved you. Continue ye in my love. See? As the Father loveth me, that is the same way I love you. Now you continue in my love. Verse 10, if you keep my commandments, you shall abide in my love, even as I have kept my Father's commandments and abide in his love. Scriptures. Okay? How do you keep his commandments? Scriptures. How do you abide in his love? Scriptures. How did Jesus keep his Father's commandments? Scriptures. He adhered himself to scripture. That's Psalm 119 that we overread last week. Is it last week or some days ago? 15. John 15:15. Now, henceforth I call you not servant, for the servant knoweth not what his Lord doeth, but I have called you friends, for all things that I have heard of my Father, I have made known unto you. So all those scripture talks about Jesus coming to carry out the thoughts of God. All things I have heard of my Father, I have made known unto you. Jesus came out to carry out the thoughts of God. 23. Rush to verse 23. Sorry, I'm not waiting for you so much. I love this one. Yeah, I wrote my notes. I wrote LOL. Like this. I said, that is ash. Verse 23, want to go? He that hateth me, hateth my Father also. Is that clear? He that hateth me, hateth my Father also. 24 now. If I had not done among them the works which none other man did, they had not seen, but now they have both seen and hated both me and my Father. But this comment to pass that the word might be fulfilled, which is written by in their law, they hated me without a cause. Verse 26, slowly want to go, but the Comforter, when the Comforter is come, whom I will send unto you from my, even the Spirit of Truth, which proceeded from the, he shall testify of. John 16:13. Same thing he's saying here. John 16:13. Amen. So he will testify of me. There he is talking about the same revelation knowledge. John 16:13. Howbeit, when he, the Spirit of truth, is come, he will guide you into all truth. For he shall not speak of himself, but whatsoever he shall hear, that shall he speak. And he will show you things to come. Things that are touching Christ. He shall glorify me. For he shall receive of mine and shall show it unto you. All things that the Father hath are Can you see that? All things that the Father hath are mine. Therefore said I that he shall take of mine and shall show it unto you. See all things. Let's read 27 and 28 together. I want to go 27, 28. For the Father himself loveth you because you have loved me and have believed that I came out from God. I came forth from the Father and I am coming to the world. Again, I leave the world and I go to the John 17. John 17. Well done, well done. Verse 1 to 6. Let's read stretch like that. 1 to 6. Yes, want to go? This was spake Jesus and lifted up his eyes into heaven and said, Father, the hour is come. Glorify thy Son, that thy Son may also glorify thee. As thou hast given him power over all flesh, that he should give eternal life to as many as thou hast given him. And this is life eternal, that they might know thee, the only true God, and Jesus whom thou hast sent. I have glorified thee on the earth. I have finished the work which thou givest me to do. And now, Father, glorify thou me with thy own self, with the glory which I had with thee before the world was. 6, I have manifest thy name unto the men which thou gave out of the world. Thine they are, and thou givest me me, and they have kept thy 21. Go to verse 21. That they all may be one, as thou, Father, art in me, and I in thee, that they also may be one in us, that the world may believe that thou hast sent me. Talks about unity in purpose. In purpose. 22. Yep. And the glory which thou givest me, I have given them, that they may be one, even as we are one. I in them, and thou in me, that they may be made perfect in one, and that the world may know that thou hast sent me, and hast loved them as thou hast loved me. Father, I will that they also, which thou hast given me, be with me where I am, that they may behold my glory, which thou givest me, for thou lovest me from when? Foundation of your own righteous Father. The world hath not known thee. But what? I have known thee, and these have known that thou hast sent me. Verse 26, guys. May be in them, and I in them. Hallelujah. So how is God's love expressed? In his word. In his word. In his word. So, as we conclude this, I just have 3 scriptures to read and we'll be done. So as we conclude this, in what way was Jesus from the beginning? Again, let's recap. Let's do some recap in writing. In what way was, I wrote in my notes, in what way was Jesus God from the beginning? In what way was Jesus God from the beginning, guys? Is the plan of God right? Is the purpose of God? Imagine, like I said, you don't bother to separate a man from his what? Please off that microphone. You don't bother to separate a man from his plan, from his purpose. So I wrote this man. I said, Jesus is God's destiny. That will make it clearer. Jesus, all Jesus did. Again, when I say Jesus, I'm not talking about just a man like this, okay? I'm talking about all he did. Oh, thank you, sir. All the actions. See, that's how you have gone. You won't get that. All he did, his action, everything. So he is God's destiny. He is all of God's thinking. He is all that God lived for. This is what millions of intellectual Muslims are waiting to hear. Guys, that's it. How difficult is it to explain? It's just to read that scripture and stick with what is there. Don't go outside. You saw 2 separate entities, yet you saw a unity. Distinction, yet what? Unity in purpose. How is he God? The Word was God. God himself will come to carry out this that he proposed. That is why he does not have a. That is why That is why, what is his name? Joseph was not needed in the birth of Christ. Amen, amen. So, I believe we'll... So I believe we will reduce the rejection of the message with our precision and correctness. Okay? We will reduce the rejection of the gospel when we are more precise, when we are more accurate. Let me tell you the truth. Over 90% of believers cannot explain why they are believers. That's even a low. I'm serious. Over 90% of believers cannot explain this concept, and that's bad. And this region of the country we are, this explanation is very important. Very important. So I dare say to you, 50% of your evangelistic sermons and teaching, let it be based on this. Ensure you explain to them. Explain to them that God did not become a man just for the sake of forgiveness. Brother Michael, I'm ready for you. That God did not become a man just for the sake of forgiveness. No. So that he can shed the blood of a human being. No. No. That is not why God became a man. No. No. God became a man to demonstrate his love. God became a man to show his character. In fact, God became a man to explain himself. So, ladies and gentlemen, even if Adam never sinned, the incarnation is still sacrosanct. What is another name for sacrosanct? Even if Adam never sinned, the incarnation should still happen. Yeah. If man never sinned. So I said the incarnation will still have been necessary for the revelation of God. For the revelation of God. Yep. So it is right now, because man sinned, it is in that revelation of God that man now finds forgiveness. Forgiveness. Amen, amen. Say forgiveness is in the revelation of God in Christ. Yeah, that's where we find forgiveness. Forgiveness of sin. And last to go back, to go back. So God requires no one's blood for forgiveness. No. God is loving enough to forgive man's sins. Of course, not unbelief anyway. He's loving enough to forgive man's moral deeds. Doesn't need blood. God only seeks expression. Because why man sins is because they lack the revelation of God. So God only seeks expression. Seeks expression. So we now ask me, so why does Christ have to die? Why death? Well, that was the question I was hanging in series 2. And we have to take a cannibal be wrong series. Likely something from Understanding Genesis again, or God's Word, God's Action. Then we'll come back to that question. Back to John 1:1. In the beginning was the Word. The Word was with God. And the Word was God. So, was there sin in the beginning? No. So the same was in the beginning with God. All things were made by him. Without him was not anything made that was made. In him was life, and the life was the light of men. Amen, amen. So now, from verse 4, okay? That light functions now in, let me use the word, dual capacity. Dual capacity. Light as revelation. Light as forgiveness. Light as revelation. Light as forgiveness. Remember Acts 26, verse 18. To open the eyes of darkness to light. From what? Question. How many people need this light right now? Is it just a sinner? Believers, do we need light? Yeah. I don't know why we are studying. Right? I don't know why we are praying. That means that light functions both to bring a man in rebellion back to faith and to establish the man in faith further in his reality. That's what I'm trying to say. To bring the man in rebellion back to faith and to establish the man in faith further in his reality. Because look at verse 14. If God has been angry for ages and Jesus is coming to pacify his anger, like we once thought that is all, that is what Jesus did. See John 1:14 again. This is just this one and then one more scripture. John 14, and the word was what? Made flesh and dwelt among us, and he forgave our sin. Come on, what was there? And he forgave our sin. After he was made flesh, what happened? We what? We behold. Say we behold. What is that? Revelation, right? We see revelation. So it is in that revelation that whoever needs forgiveness, he what? He will find it. In that revelation, whoever needs spiritual growth, you what? Find it. In fact, funny enough, in that revelation, whoever needs healing, you what? You will find it. Amen, amen. Praise God. See in Christ, we behold. We see. Yeah. We behold. Glory to God. So, Christ came for the sake of revelation. In that revelation is forgiveness and salvation. And that is who God is to us. Okay? That is who God is to us. So when he says his name is Jesus, yeah, he's Jehovah is salvation. Talking about a part of what he came to do. Jehovah is salvation. But he also said, I have come that whoever follows me should know what? Walk in darkness, but should have the light of life. So Jehovah is also revelation. Amen, amen. Praise God. As I'm saying in Christ, you can see that Jehovah is what? Salvation. Then John also tells us Jehovah is revelation. So again, John 17, lastly, verse 3 again. Let me skip this last time. So you see John 17, verse 3, and this is life eternal, that they might know thee, the only true God, Jesus Christ, whom thou hast sent. Awesome. As I said, but the revelation of Christ is the greatest mystery revealed. So, for instance, in John 8. How many things can you see in John 8? In John 8, that story of the woman that was caught in adultery. If you look intently, you will see that Jesus was saying something. What you saw there is more than forgiveness. More than forgiveness. Amen, amen. What he was telling the guy, okay, if you have not done anything wrong before, cast the first stone. That means, if it's about forgiveness, all of you come here. He's saying, you that you are boasting all this way, don't you know I know you? Right? He's trying to tell them that, I know you before now. Now you saw a woman in a big act, and you are underemphasizing your own sinfulness. I know you. That means, in John 8 is a revelation of the fact that God does not cancel it. A revelation. Beyond forgiveness. You see in John 4, you know, he just came to shatter all their Jewish issues. Then the Jews have no dealings with Samaritans. But he came. And he came to show us that our God is not tribal. Hallelujah. And Paul now explains further in his epistles. There's neither Jew nor Greek. One nor free. Male nor female. Circumcision or circumcision. For we are all one in Christ. Amen, amen. So God, so that means if you are sitting there, you are sitting saying, I am a Jew, I am from Israel. God has special covenant with me. That is why we have not been destroyed. Go and proud to that guy in North Korea. We'll finish all of you. Amen, amen. So all those type of distinctions. You are going to Jerusalem, JP. Can I call ourselves EKT, good image? Amen. Right? Yeah. God, it can as well be an Ingesha. JP. But what? God has showed you already. Remember, there's one series that after we search everything, he said, God doesn't divide land. And say, God gave us a land from Saudi Arabia to Palestine. We don't study. He was not talking about a physical land. It was a typology. He was talking about in Christ. That's why, after they are in the land, David say one day, say, God is taking you guys. Where are we going again? I thought we were in the Canaan land. Again, he limited the city in David. Praise God. Hallelujah. Is it our God? Up, Tanya. Choir wanted to end the service by force. Every good given thing. God is good, so we are good too. They come. The Father.
In Him is light. There's no shadow of turning. There's no evil. There's no darkness. See every good given.
They come from God,
the Father of love. In Him is
Thank you, Lord Jesus. Amen, amen. So that's why the story says, the idea of followers of Christ, they are children. So now we can see God to copy. Hallelujah. Just read Christ. Amen, amen. When you see somebody that is praying for enemies to fall down and die, tell him to go and read about Christ. Hallelujah. On the cross, what was the first word? Father, forgive them. Amen, amen. That is a revelation of who God is. Amen, amen. So, now we can mirror God in our character, in our deeds, how God anointed Jesus with Holy Ghost power, who went about doing good, healing all them that are oppressed. Is it of God? Of the devil. Why? For God was with him. Amen, amen. Say that one too. We replicate. Hallelujah. Say healings on our streets, showing the good God in the person of Christ, in our message, in our actions, showing the good God in the person of Christ, showing the good God as described by Christ. Hallelujah. Glory, 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 glory. Thank you. Sit down, everybody. This is our God.
This is our God. This is who we are. For He begot us in His will to be just like Him.
Every good giving sin.
Every good giving. And every pump, every snowman,
they come
from God, the Father of life.
In his life,
there's no shadow of turning,
there's no evil,
and no darkness at all. This is our God. This is who we are. For He begot us in His will to be just like Him. This is our God. This is who we are. For He begot us in His will to be just